Good morning, everyone. I'm Carlos. In the studio with me this morning is Sarah Mount. Sarah, great saxophonist. You are working at Dazzle this month and in residence and so forth. Tell me a little bit about that experience and how that's going for you, and how does that kind of really fit into where you want to go from here musically and so forth.
Yeah, it's been great. I am completely honored to be the resident artist for 2022 at Dazzle. So we are there the last Fridays of the month, except for April, which is, we're moving to Saturday because it's my birthday. So I'm having a birthday party, basically. And it's been, honestly, very successful. What I do is I have a static backline. I've also been working with a vocalist regularly for almost a year now. Her name's Emily. She goes by Emily Sparkle Chicken. She's amazing.
That's good.
And it's been wonderful. I've yet to work with a vocalist so regularly.
Sounds like you guys like to have a lot of fun when you're on that stage.
We do.
Playing. You know, and that's that direct link with your audience. You know, because as we know, jazz is such a diverse music, right?
There's
some that is very introverted. There's some that you just sit there and you know, intellectualize it or just get into a different bag with it.
That's exactly it. And it's so cool because every time it's just completely different than the last time, even if we're playing, you know, the same song, the same original with new players featured, it's a totally different flavor. And then, you know, our approach is very much jazz, because we play, you know, when we're up there, we're playing about 85% of what we're playing is improv. But for my band, for the Rushmores, we are going to cut a live album from the Dazzle shows. So we're recording all the shows, and then we'll take, you know, one or two of the best tracks from each show, and we're going to put it on an album and release it.
So you have a reputation as an activist for women in the Colorado music scene. Tell me a little bit about that whole scenario with being a woman musician and basically stepping up and not being afraid to express your views about things that aren't necessarily really good, you know, that things that happen to women in the arts and in music in particular.
Yeah, I do put that cap on. It's not easy all the time, but it's worth it, you know? I've had to stand up for some things that people just don't have the courage or the voice to do it themselves, and I just don't think I can live with myself being in the scene and not saying anything and just letting some of these things happen. We have some issues with sexual assault and some, you know, at the very best, some disrespect, you know, on stage or off stage, and then at the very worst, we have some of that really dark stuff. And I can't show up with my students, my girls, and encourage them to be musicians, and then not do anything about it, you know. So I'm just trying to change the environment.
What shaped you as a musician?
Ooh.
And you know, and the way that you express yourself with the horn.
I do take inspiration from everywhere. I mean, sometimes I'll just be, I'm very much into nature. I walk my dog in the mountains every day for, you know, 3 to 5 miles. And sometimes I swear I'll hear like a bird sing and I'll be like, oh my God, that was a really good lick. You know, you can pull inspiration from anywhere. The trash truck that's making those rhythmic banging sounds all the way up and down the street.
Right.
My bandmates. We will have conversations on stage a lot where we are going back and forth and we're kind of doing the same thing but adding a little bit, or, you know. And then, of course, I do listen to a lot of musicians that I try to emulate. You know, don't we all a little bit?
Of course, of course.
Some are the more old school. Cannonball is like my favorite sax player.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, more
love
modern
Cannonball
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love his sound. It's just gorgeous, and you could just, you know, it's him, you know, it's so signature.
Sarah Mount and the Rushmores, you guys kind of just refining your sound that you found already, or are you still in more in the experimental of trying to move in different directions?
Oh, that's a good question. I think maybe a little bit of both,
okay,
to be honest. We are always changing up how we end songs or how we transition into the next song. And then other times we are more refining just a song that we've played many, many times, and we play it pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Our approach, by the way, for originals is a lot like standards, where you have a head and then people take solos.
Sure.
And then we take the head out. And we are messing around with some, you know, beats a lot, obviously changing up the flavor. So I think it's going to be forever experimental in certain ways.
Right.
But we are also finding a definite sound where people can say, oh yeah, that's Rushmore's.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you
so much, Sarah.
Thank you for having me. You guys are
and
the best.
I will be down to Dazzle to check out the show.
Please do.
Now that the weather's warming up and the pandemic's over,
that's
no
right.
excuses.
That's right, and I'll be there all year.
All right, thank you, Sarah.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much.
It.